Yechezkel, Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Mem Hei. The Nishmas Reino Arav Avram Nisanel Ben Shlomo, for Shlema, for those of you for Shlema. The terrible tale of the fallen woman comes to an end, at least for this Perek. Ahalah and Ahaliba have cheapened themselves, sold themselves, ruined themselves, aged themselves. Va'anoshim tzadikim, hema yishpatu oshem. And so righteous men are going to judge you. Mishpat noafos, with the judgment of adulteresses. Umishpat shofchos dam, and with the judgment of sin number two, spilling blood. Ki noafos hena, because they are adulteresses. V'dam bidehen, and there is blood on their hands. Who are these righteous men? It's not tzadikim of Klal Yisrael. It's righteous men of other nations. Bavel and Ashur and all of the other men who were just coming to her bed and paying with a metro card and having their fun. Now they're judging her. When enemies assault Yehuda for the Churban, says Rabbi Breuer, they do so as if they were righteous men, driven by their own moral outrage to execute God's judgment upon her. So, Osa, the singular, Rabbi Breuer suggests, means only Yerushalayim. But it's interesting how the world wraps itself in moral outrage over Jewish genocide, quote-unquote, but declined to do so during World War II when actual genocide was going on. But declined to do so in Sudan and other places along those lines where actual genocide is taking place. Moral outrage is a very fine robe to wear when you are coming to try to commit vengeance. Memvav ki ko amar Hashem Elokim. This is what Hashem has to say. That's the true tzaddik. That's the true righteousness. Ha'alei aleihem kohol. Let an assembly be brought up against them, upon them. V'nason eshen l'za'avo v'lovaz. And let them be submitted to terror and plunder. Let them make of them an object of horror and contempt. So now everybody's going to come up against the Jewish people. And it's going to be continuous, Rashi says. It's going to go on for a while. Memzayin v'rogmu aleihen Even Kohol, and the assembly will pelt them with stones, or a single stone, skila. Because, Rashi says, what they did, harigas b'nehan uvnosehan usreifas b'tehan, hu mishpat noafos. This is the judgment of adulteresses. Although adulteresses don't usually get skila, uvaras hen b'charvu sam. Who mishpat shofchos dam? All of this has to do with the judgment against them, the judgment of murderesses, the judgment of adulteresses, Rashi says. They're going to get it now. Bineihem uvnosehem yaharogu. They will slay their sons and daughters. Uvatehan bo'eshis rofu. Sorry, I said bitehan before when I was reading Rashi. And their houses are going to be burned in fire. They're going to get it. They're getting skila and srefa and hereg. Chenek we didn't see, but we saw all the other misos they're going to get. Memches v'hishbati zima min ha'aret. I'm going to abolish lewdness from the land one way or another. And if it ends up in your destruction as well, then this is how. As soon as you're exiled, you're going to stop behaving in this manner. Stop being lewd. Stop doing avodah zarah. Radak says, all going to end. You'll see the uselessness of it all that you couldn't see when you were in the heat of passion. V'nivasru kol hanoshim. All the women are going to be received musar, nivasru, going to be chastised. V'lo sa'asena kizimaschena. And they will not do like your lewdness. So the other nations are going to learn a lesson from you. They're going to see how you behaved and then how you were punished. They may practice idolatry, Radak says. And this is interesting. Radak says they'll practice idolatry, but they're not going to trade in their idols for anybody else. They'll stay loyal, which is really interesting. That Goyim get points for sticking with their Avodah Zarah Kemosh instead of trading up. And who are the ones who did trade in? We did. The ones who had the only truth. We did. Can you imagine the nations of the world trading in immorality in the current environment with the internet and the way our society in America has fallen to such incredible degradation and low levels of ethics and morals? We are amoral in America today. It's a frightening thing how terrifying the world around us is. And yet Hashem says the destruction of Klal Yisrael teaches everybody a lesson. I don't know if October 7th taught the world a lesson. It doesn't seem like we're any better now than we were then. But then again, we haven't gotten to the point where the Kahal of world nations is throwing rocks at us. Feels that way, though. Crazy article about Australia that I read where Jews... Apparently, Australia, after the Holocaust, is one of the biggest Jewish communities in the world. And they are getting wrecked by anti-Semitism right now. Finally, Memtes, v'nosnu zimaschena aleichen. And they will put your lewdness upon you. They're going to pile up your own sins. They're going to talk about how terribly, despicably you behaved and how you deserve what you got. V'achato egi lulechen tisena. And you will bear the sins of your idols. V'datem ki ani Hashem Elokim. And you will know, then you're going to know that I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that I pay back exactly as you earned. We're going to pay a heavy price for our past sins, says Rabbi Breuer. In their hatred of the Jewish people, the other nations will certainly see to that. The people were punished not only for their gilulim, but as we would understand it, for chata'e gilulechen, all their thoughtless errors that eventually led them to commit gilulim. So the true purpose of the massacres and stonings is to bring about the rebirth of this nation, which need only recognize Hashem, Eskiani Hashem Elokecha, to be able to partake once more of His eternal life-giving mercies. Remember that Rabbi Breuer is writing this after personally witnessing the tragedies of the Holocaust. So when he talks about rocks and stonings and massacres, he knows what he's talking about. And when he talks about Klal Yisrael re-earning our way into the good favors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he also knows what he's talking about.